Yeah, there's that part of us that we feel that we must protect. That last 5% or that last 2% that we must protect in case it doesn't work out, we'll still have something left.
But it's really with the expectation that it's not going to work out. But when it doesn't work out, any moment now, at any point along the way,
we'll still survive.
We'll be able to survive. We'll have preserved that part of ourselves.
Well, it takes surrender to the one for you. It takes surrender. You also have to get by the fear of death. Because part of that is that you're afraid that they're going to die. And that's the ultimate pain, right? If someone you love dies. So you're going to hold back that little bit for when that happens, when they die. So you can't fully surrender as long as you're afraid of that. So when you ask them to stay healthy and to stay alive, and they tell you they will, it helps you to overcome that fear. In other words, I promise Barbara I'm going to stay around for a while. Safer for her to open up. And she promised me that she was going to stay around. So it made itself safer for me. We've surrendered to each other 100%. I've surrendered my life to her. She's surrendered her life to me. Okay. Most people hear surrender as waving the white flag and give up. That's not what we're talking about. Submission, by our definition, is bringing our power to someone else's authority. And we learn submission as children. Our parents were bigger than us and stronger than us, and they pretty much made us toe the mark the way they wanted us to. So when we were around them, we learned how to submit and bring our power to their authority. And then when we got away from them, we pulled our power back and we did whatever we wanted to do. For instance, if we wanted to go to the R-rated movie and we asked Mom and Dad, can we go see this movie? And they said, no, you're too young. And you said, well, oh, there's a Walt Disney movie playing. Can I go see Walt Disney? And they said, sure, you can go see Walt Disney. Okay, bye. I'm going to the movie. See Walt Disney. Which one did you go see? How many of you went to see Walt Disney? Goody Two Shoes. How many of you went to see the R-rated movie? How many of you went skating instead?
Just stay home and then go. Show you like a uncle.
Submission. Surrender, on the other hand, is bringing our power to somebody else's power. And when we bring our power to someone else's power, together we're more powerful. As if a third power is generated that's greater than either of us individually. It takes commitment to surrender. It takes trust to surrender.
Trust in yourself and trust in the other person.
And then you can give 100% of yourself into the relationship. So when I brought my power to Barbara, and she brought her power to me. Together we became more powerful. And in that power, we've been able to do the kinds of things that we've been able to do. Miraculous stuff that we've done. Okay, anybody else in that exercise, Joy?
How dating one person obviously is 5 years, 6 years. And we were at his parents' home having dinner. And his mother asked him a question that I didn't understand. I remember him feeling embarrassed.
Okay. What was the question?
The question was, what is the meaning of the cost?
She got you on that one.
Whatever I answered was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what I answered was, I don't know where this all came from.
Okay. But it was his mother. And what did you say about relationship out of that?
What was his reaction? He didn't tell her the answer?
I can feel it now.
Uh-huh. Well, usually in that kind of embarrassment, you take a stand. So you wanted her approval, you wanted to be right, and you weren't. If he didn't stick up for you, then he stuck up for her.
And what was your stand about men? Got it. So if he didn't stand up to his mother for you, then he would be considered weak. That'd be the end of him. It would be a rapid decline.
So in every relationship, you'd reach a point where you'd see to it that they didn't stand up for you.
Find the flaw, fault, where they were weak, and accentuate it. And constantly point it out. Honey, I love you, but you got this weakness, you know? You're just going to have to get stronger. Thinking you're trying to help them.
And once you decided they were weak, you'd have all kinds of evidence. It would just all come pouring in.
But then out of your stand and not be dominating, it makes it extremely difficult because weak men have to be dominated. They have to be told what to do in order to do it right. So you'd get more and more dominating and they'd get weaker and weaker, and then you'd resent that you have to be dominant and that they were weak, and you'd want it to reverse, but with no room for it to reverse. And any time it did start going that way, you would feel threatened. And then you would have this power struggle. And then you'd look at each other and say, who are you? I don't like you very much. Oh, you're just like my mother. Well, you're just like my mother. He's ready to run, this guy. Too close to home. I think I'll leave now. Can we take a break?
Take my mother.
Anybody else? Pat?
I was back to when I was probably early teens, listening to my parents argue. Actually, that tended to be more my mother screaming and my father having no reaction whatsoever. And wishing that they had just been divorced and was all of our misery. Like, couldn't understand why they stayed together.
And so you decided.
No matter how miserable I am, I stay there until I force them out. I think a relationship is almost more. I mean, that's how their relationship was.
Well, you said you'd never do that.
Yeah, I don't. I don't scream. I'm not saying a word.
Mm-hmm. So you push them right out the door.